You're listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 29. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. All right, guys, welcome back. We are in episode 29.
Today we're going to talk to you about, I'll start talking about my devotional time that I do with my kids, and then also just how we bring faith into our homeschool learning time.
Yes, absolutely.
And the value of it.
Add in all my two cents.
Yeah.
And how we also incorporate faith and religion into our homeschool.
Yeah. So we start our day with our devotional time. That's how our school day starts. And we do that at breakfast, around our breakfast table. And we just kind of gather and everybody comes. And that time varies, but it's usually about 8:30 or 9, depending on our morning. And around that time, we do a prayer to start our day and a hymn. And then we'll read some scripture together. And then we have like a scripture that we're memorizing each, like until we get it done. Each day we work on that. And then we have a poem, usually some sort of little motivational poem that we memorize together as well. And we do like some character study type things during that as well. Some different things that we've used for that are We Choose Virtues. Those are really good for littler kids. I love them. They're just little cards that have like a virtue on it. And you talk about it with a little story and it teaches kids they're just really sweet. Another one we've used is Laying Down the Rails by Charlotte Mason. It's not really by Charlotte Mason. There's a book set. It's based on Charlotte Mason's teachings. And then a couple of other ones, like there's a manners curriculum we've used from Christian-led education that was really cute. And so we'll do character study and poetry memorization and then some Greek and Latin roots. So devotional-like, right? Yeah. But that just kind of pulls in. And that's just like our whole morning study and how we start the day. And it's a really nice thing for us because if that gets skipped, I feel like the whole day kind of gets thrown off and the kids don't know when to start and they don't know what to do first and just like messes up our whole day for some reason. It's funny. So there are mornings where if I'm going late or if I'm off at a doctor's appointment or something else and the devotional doesn't happen, it just sort of throws off the whole day. So I love this time to just sort of gather us and connect us at the start of the day and just kind of ties us all together.
That's awesome. So you guys are starting this. You're actually dressed and ready. Well-ish, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, we're ready to go. Everyone's not always dressed.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm wondering. Like, if you're ready, like, you could go. But no, yeah. Like, you just kind of have a general time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of get ready. Maybe you're dressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually.
I know that usually.
Usually. Most days I'm dressed by then. Yeah. Most of us are dressed by then. I like to have them, like, get dressed, eat breakfast, and we're gathering right around then.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We do it. So we've switched a little bit this year. Because just my kids have grown and times have changed. And if I'm being honest, we've never done scripture study with dad.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't figure out how to make his schedule work with our schedule. Mm-hmm. And as the kids have grown, they actually started going to exercise with him. So now I was missing a bunch of kids for scriptures. Mm-hmm. So, and even my husband was like, you know, I would like to do this with you, right? So anyways, I'm learning to be more flexible. And we found a time that works for our family, which is 7:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And we're pretty good to get there. And nobody's ready. And people literally will come with their blankets and lie down on the kitchen floor. but we start with scripture study. Mm-hmm. And we use the Come Follow Me curriculum from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is a new program they just put out this year in our church. And this year we've been studying just the New Testament, and it's a really beautiful program. We use this as well as a family that gives you a weekly outline, and each week it has little discussion topics and scriptures to read from the New Testament and just helps you just dive deeper into those lessons. And it's been such a fun and beautiful way for our family as well to really connect and learn more in a deeper way about the scriptures.
Yes. And I've really, really loved having my husband be a part of it. So I was teasing him because he's not a handyman, but he's very, very smart. And he has learned Hebrew to understand the Old Testament better. And he learned Greek to understand the New Testament better. And he loves languages and linguistics. And so there's a lot of correlations with words. And as we study with him, it is so fun because he just is always studying the scriptures on his own. Mm-hmm. So he brings in so much insight, and it's so great because I know how to wing it really well, right? And but my knowledge is kind of surface level with the scriptures, yeah, especially with the New Testament. And so I'll just look at him and I'm like, Johnny, what are your thoughts about this?
That's awesome.
And so I was teasing him and I said, hey, you may not be able to build anything, but when it comes to brains, baby, like, you got the long stick. So
short, that's
long
great
stick, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it's good to have him there. That's fun.
Oh, it's so fun. And yeah. So, and I may have to have you link to a book of the New Testament where somebody took it and translated directly from Greek into English. And that has been great because sometimes Paul's writings mm-hmm. are jumbled. I feel like,
yeah,
like he to the them to the person. And I just feel like all of us will look at each other and say, I don't know what he just said in the scripture. And so we have this book. I don't know the name of it. So
she'll get it for you. It's for me.
But it's about the New Testament and it's translated directly from Greek into English. Mm. And so it is written in our vocabulary.
That's cool.
So I'll do that. And then we just do prayers right then and there. And then everybody goes and does their own thing. Mm-hmm. And we come back and do something later.
That's great. So that's similar to what we do, just simpler. And we do, so I do this alone without my husband. My husband leaves about 7 every morning. And so doing it together with him, this devotional wouldn't work well, but in the evening we do the Come Follow Me, like Megan mentioned also, and with our husband, my husband. And so the kids get that time with their dad as well. And I think it's great to be able to have dad in on those discussions mm-hmm. because they definitely offer different insight than
yeah, and a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good. So one of the biggest reasons I love homeschooling is just the ability to be able to add faith into any part of what we're learning. I think it's such a beautiful thing to incorporate your faith and your values into all types of learning. And so starting your day with a prayer and scripture study has just been such a blessing for us. And I really miss it when we skip it. Like, yeah. I feel like I said, it sort of throws off our day, but I really do think it just sort of brings the peace into the home and helps us just really be ready to learn. But I also think it helps my kids understand the values and what we find most important in our family just from the start of the day, you know?
Yeah. We've had some amazing discussions. So we're not mm-hmm. just sitting there reading the scriptures, which I have done, and I'm not against that, just so you know. But sometimes it's tricky to take the application from it.
Yeah.
And so I've loved studying little chunks mm-hmm. and understanding it. And so I'm trying to think off the top of my head. This morning's was about these people saying this your religion is too, this puts you into bondage mm-hmm. and it's too difficult mm-hmm. and it's too hard. And Paul is saying, no, actually, by not being
makes you free.
Yeah, it makes you free. And when you are not, it puts you into bondage. And so just having a great discussion about lifestyle choices that people have that actually do put them into bondage so that there's real life application, like, okay, that's great. This happened down in what, 10 AD or, you know, mm-hmm. and how does this apply to me in 2019?
Right.
And so taking it and saying, this is how it applies to you. This is what we believe, and this is why we believe it, and this is how it actually gives you more freedoms.
Yeah. This is why it matters now in this day and age. Yeah. It's such a great thing. We love the discussions we get into as well. And that happens sometimes in the morning and sometimes in the evening. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, depending on our moods, but it's been a beautiful thing for me to have those kinds of deep gospel discussions with my kids and to really help them build their own faith and their own testimony.
And you know, what's funny is, like, I'm always learning from my kids mm-hmm. and it's, I just don't have the memory that my husband has.
Right.
And some of my kids are also given that gift of memory. And, so it's funny because some of them will be like, Mom, don't you know this? I was like, no, but I'm loving that you're telling me because this is exciting.
That's awesome.
And so it's kind of fun as I have some older kids who have studied a different part of it that maybe mm-hmm. I didn't grasp. Maybe I felt a different emotion than they felt, or they got a logic that I didn't get. So they can, we're all sharing our ideas and our thoughts. And I have found it so magical.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a beautiful way to start your day.
Yeah, it definitely is. So we've had people ask, I know Megan has had some people ask about how to study scriptures.
Yes.
And so I thought we could kind of tie that in a little here as well too. And what ways we study scriptures other than just reading them. And for myself, I use a lot of commentaries. You know, there's books that authors have written where they'll go through and write alongside the scriptures, they'll write, you know, their opinion, maybe not so much opinion, but like their description of what this means in their thoughts. Mm-hmm. I guess it is kind of a mix of opinion and truth in there, you know, but they're really helpful for me. And I've read many different ones from different authors, so you can get different perspectives as well. And that's one thing I like to do on my own is use a study guide alongside as I'm reading for my own personal study. And the same thing with our kids. We've done similar things like that are, you know, geared towards younger kids as well.
Yes, there are great picture books for scriptures that I really like. And one of my kids told me that's how he knew the story so well. Because he liked these picture books. The pictures were fun and it's done in comic format. Yeah. And they really liked those. I think what one of the cute ladies that messaged me said, I am Christian, but I'm of a different faith. Mm-hmm. So how do I study? Because we talk about this Come Follow Me curriculum, and it is for any Christian faith, really. But yes, it is geared towards our church.
Yeah.
But some other really good ones, like Karen was saying, just some different types of books are C.S. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading Mere Christianity right
now. Such a good book. Yeah.
The Great Divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I loved
that
one.
Too.
Yes. That one's honestly maybe one of my favorite C.S. Lewis books. Or just any story.
Well, and I
like
think
that
there's a lot of authors in any denomination that you may be in that do this, a similar thing where they'll go and they'll do a devotional based off of scriptures where you follow through the Bible in, you know, giving their commentary and their ideas that help you learn and study deeper. And there's a lot of different books like that I've read from, you know, just basic Christianity to our own faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I think that you can find that for any denomination.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I mean, other than C.S. Lewis, I believe most of the authors I read are of my same faith. But there was a good book you recommended years ago. Do you remember that one? Yeah, I think there's a picture.
Years ago.
I know. Well, Karen, I remember. But it was one that kind of rocked your world with, like, understanding. I swear Christ is on the cover.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. Experiencing the Depths of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called, or something along those lines. I'll find the exact title, but that was such a beautiful one. It was written in the 1600s by a woman in France, I believe. I think she's French. And just from a basic Christian perspective, and it was such a beautiful book. I did read that a couple of years ago.
I remember that one.
And
really
it did. It really strongly impacted me. And it was a lot about prayer and how you pray and connect with God through your prayers. And it was beautiful. Yeah, I'll get you guys a direct link to that one as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen, for having great book recommendations. but I think just be willing to not understand sometimes scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my husband does it with languages, and that speaks to him to learn it in another language and the cultures. He loves in the Old Testament the culture of the Hebrews and understanding that. And so why not surround yourself with somebody who really gets that and studies that way?
Yeah.
And inviting them into a group, like, let's chat. Let's have this Sunday scripture study just so I can understand it through your eyes.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing.
A different way
I've seen people doing that online, interfaith ones. That seems so cool
neat.
To me, where everyone's studying the Bible and there are several different denominations will come in and they'll discuss their perspective on those verses. And I just think that would be such a cool and beautiful way to study the Bible together with members of different faith, because you would learn so much from each other about different perspectives and different beliefs. And I really think you could gain a lot.
You could really do. Okay, here's a great idea for you ladies. If you found other homeschool families that would love to have a Bible study together and do it through Skype.
Yeah.
Or something that's just online that you don't even have to come to each other's houses and just like, hey, we are going to study this today.
Yeah,
so
that would be really neat.
Something kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And then just one more thing along these lines. So I do a morning devotional with my kids, but I also have my own personal one each day. So every morning I wake up very early ahead of my children. And I never sleep past five. rarely ever, unless I'm sick.
Yeah.
But I just really treasure that morning to study time for myself. And I will read scripture and I will pray and I will just have some pondering time for myself, and I'll write in my journal. And it's just a really important part of my day to get me going, but also to really connect with God, because I think you need to do that in private as well as in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it in private, you can connect in a deeper way than you can in a group setting, you know?
Absolutely. Especially when you need help with your kids. You can't really pray.
Or any specific problems.
But I mean, like, if you're homeschooling and you're like, in front with your kids praying, like, please help me to not yell at you today. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Like in your private studies, like, okay, I need to have my patience. How can I do this? Mm-hmm. I need your help today.
Yeah. So I always make time for personal study as well as family study. And I think it's really important to do both.
What I really like to do is when my kids are about fifth or sixth grade, at least for sure by seventh, but test started in fifth grade, is we do add religion study on top of scriptures. And we have done some really great books. Anything by John, by the way, has been really, really fun.
He's a lot of fun.
Brad Wilcox is also fantastic. He has The Continuous Atonement for Teens, a lot of great books. Then some of my kids wanted something deeper. Tess is reading The Great Divorce right now because I love
really?
It so much. And so that's been fun when she's doing her narrations. Then I'm rereading the book kind of with her. And so it's been fun.
Our kids are reading Mere Christianity for their youth class at
mine
our homeschool co-op. Mine are. Hers
mine
aren't.
Are supposed to be.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
My kids are reading Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis right now also.
I know I told them I have it, but they're like, meh. I thought, I know. I'm choosing my battles.
It's okay.
Yeah. So another one that my kids have liked is Gospel Symbolism, Standing for Something by Rhoda B. Hinckley.
Yeah, that's
a great
one.
There are just lots of little cute books that I have gathered. I have on my bookshelf, my teen, like youth gospel section. And so I just love, and I think Charlotte Mason calls it scaffolding, where you take something, right, instead of just diving in and saying, you need to understand the New Testament, like, I don't understand these words, I don't understand anything that's going on, the cultures, and saying, okay, let's step back. Let's just, like, get a love of Christ.
Right.
Let's get a love of the gospel. Let's do something simpler. And then you just build upon it. And it's, I've seen it in my own kids building their own testimonies and for myself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't study the scriptures as a youth.
Well, and for your littlest ones, Meg already mentioned, but teaching them the stories to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they just learn the stories through pictures and through picture books, then they will begin to understand that and develop that love for the gospel at a younger level too.
Yeah. So Brigham's, he's third grade and he's doing The Good and the Beautiful history.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with Bible stories.
Right.
And so
yeah.
His biography is actually Jonah, and it's Jonah and the Whale. And it's really fun because it's really cute. It's a book recommended from The Good and the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even make you think. I love it. and I just bought it on Amazon, and it's super cute pictures, and it's the story of Jonah. And he is getting it so much more. Picture books, never underestimate the power of a picture book.
Definitely.
But so he's little and reading it, but the other kids will see it and like, oh, that looks cool. And they're skimming it and they understand, like, oh, I understand. Like, this is Jonah, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jonah's one that most people know because of the way,
right?
But you could do it on anybody else and just find great, cute picture books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a little overview and...
Yeah.
Maybe deeper than what we thought we'd do, but of how we do our morning devotional and our faith study in our homes. And we'd love to hear what you guys do as well. Share with us what you do in your home and how you study the gospel with your family and share your favorite resources with us as well.
Yeah. And I was going to add, when we actually come back after we've done our devotional and eat breakfast and people have gone the other way and I'm actually starting school, I do a hymn study.
Oh, yes.
With the four that do the intense schooling with me. I don't even know what to call it because everybody's homeschooled, but not everybody's required to be with me.
Yeah.
So the
just
four
the younger
ones we do a hymn study and we actually do another prayer and study some of those things again. So I'm like, here is religion. Let's love it. Let's live it. Oh, and you talked about this too, sorry, right at the beginning, that there doesn't have to be a separation of God and school.
Yeah, I think that's really important as you're studying any subject that, you know, you can bring in the importance of God and why it matters to your faith and why it matters to this world, that you study science, that you study math, that you study history. All of these things have application in your faith.
And then it doesn't make it weird. There's not the separation. Like, now we don't talk about God. Now we can talk about him. And instead it's like, we always get to talk about him and we're always praying and it's always, and it's, I don't want to sound like, because homeschoolers already have so many stereotypes. So I'm not trying to say like, we're just being weird all day, like praying all day long, right? Like we're normal people. But I just think there's this underlining culture of the whole reason is because of our religion and because of Christ and because of God and all those beautiful things.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Thanks, Megan.
Was that a wrap? Was it?
No, it was great. I like it. I'm glad you remembered to bring that up.
It's yes. Good. I love that, like, my older kids, there's no separation.
Yeah. And I love that, too.
Because you start saying, like, oh, we don't talk about church here.
Yeah. Well, then you can in the school system. So yeah. And I love that we have the freedom to be able to do that.
So. Absolutely. That's a little bit of a soapbox.
It's a good one, though. Well, thank you guys so much for listening today and tuning in, and we hope that you found some value in it.
Yes, and we'll talk to you next time.
Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.